you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
It's the word. We're just putting it together. You want to be blessed? Blessed a man's not walking the counsel ungodly. Don't do what they say do. Don't think like they think, and don't think their way is the best way. Blessed is a man that doesn't walk in that counsel ungodly, nor stands in where a sinner, in other words, lives a life as a sinner, nor sits in the seat of scornful, sits around and talks about the people of God and talks about the things of God in every way. But the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What does the blessed man delight in? What's another word for the law of the Lord? The word of God. The blessed person delights. Oh, you know, it's so hard going to Bible study. You know, I'd like to study Pastor Cook, but it's just so hard. I don't have the time. I sit down in my Bible and I don't get nothing. They make it sound like it's hard to study the word. It definitely doesn't sound like it's delightful to them. Remember, I think of delight as a happy word. I get to go to church tonight. We got Bible study. Oh, I was reading my Bible. I got just one nugget. I mean, I did a lot of reading, but I got one nugget. As you mature in God, you'll get more. I cannot pick this book up and read any of it without getting something. But there was a time where I put it down year after year because I wouldn't get anything. I'd pick it up and I'd say, I don't know what they're talking about. And he or she, if I don't even understand, I just don't get nothing. How the preacher be getting all that? And I put it down for many times to one day I said, I'm going to study the word. And I'd pray and I'd say, Holy Spirit, quicken my understanding. I'd pray the Ephesians prayers, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3 over myself, enlighten the eyes of my understanding that I might see. That I mean, give me, and I'd see one thing. And I read again, I see one more thing. To now I can't, it's stuff everywhere. It's revelation laying all over it. Show yourself faithful, study, be diligent to show yourself approved, a workman, not to be ashamed like some ministers and some preachers and some people ought to be, not rightly dividing the word, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved. When you studied schoolwork, you didn't say, I'm not getting anything. You just stayed there till you got something. You believed it was there to be gotten, and you stay. If you want a good grade in school, you stayed till you got something. And if not, you put it down, flunked the class, and said, well, you know, I'm going to take next year when it got easier. Teacher, that teacher was hard. And then the only thing ended up hard was your life. Because you could have got what was on the other side of education, but you settled for, I ain't getting nothing out of this calculus book. I'm not getting anything. But you could have studied it, and you would have got more. You could have got some help. Gone to church. That's why pastors are here, to help you perfect yourself, do the work of the ministry. Well, I don't need no help. I don't go to church. No man tell me what to do. Ain't nobody telling you what to do. We're just trying to help you. I hope that sometimes, because I've gone to Bible school and I may be a little more mature than some people spiritually, despite what the age is, that I'll say some things that help you understand it a little better. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to speak for God to help people understand the word better. So I'm supposed to do. And I believe we do that. So just get some help. You're smart enough. Come get some help. Some people didn't come to church. They still at home. I tried reading the Bible. Ain't nobody understand that fine. Well, you know, I tried going to school once. If I don't keep going, I ain't going to understand anything either. That's how you learn. You stay in class. If you want to be blessed, you've got to get to a point where you delight in the law of the Lord. And in that law, you do what? You meditate it. Day and night. You meditate it. Oh, Pastor Cook, I can't spend 24 hours a day meditating. You'd be surprised what your mind does while you sleep. If you study the Bible before you go to bed, one thing I learned about studying is when you're having a test the next day, you study, you go over it many times, and just before bed, you get quiet and you get the alpha waves going in your mind. If you need to put on classical music, which is known to produce alpha waves, a relaxed state of your mind, and your mind is most open, that's why when they're hypnotizing you, they get you relaxed first. Watch this clock. They have that soft, relaxing voice because that opens up the mind. So I learned to listen to something that's very relaxing before I go to bed, and I'd go over those notes one more time. And I would go to bed and wake up in the morning, and a lot of stuff was right there because my spirit does not sleep nor slumber. And my mind does not really sleep or slumber. And the last thing in your mind begins to go over and over. That's why sometimes you watch a horror movie and you have a bad dream. because it hadn't stopped when you closed your eyes. That thing that was on, that's why you don't want the news, the bad news report on your mind before you go to bed. It will mess with your sleep. You want something peaceful, something restful. You don't want to fight with the wife or the husband because you won't sleep well. You want to be at peace when you go to bed. Then you won't need any Sominex and all this other stuff to put people to sleep. All you need is some peace.
That's true.
And you get a little peace and quiet, you can go right on out and your mind will begin to... Have you ever had a problem, studied the word looking for an answer, didn't really find it, you went on about your business, you're in the middle of the workday, bam! Why? Because your spirit has been meditating it ever since you put the word in there. And your computer said, ting, ping, woo. You are not literally reading it all the time, but you do have to read it some of the time. Your body, your mind, not your body, but your spirit will continue to think upon that. Your spirit will, just like when you eat food, digestion didn't finish when it goes beyond your teeth.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Why? Because your spirit has been meditating it ever since you put the word in there. And your computer said, ting, ping, woo. You are not literally reading it all the time, but you do have to read it some of the time. Your body, your mind, not your body, but your spirit will continue to think upon that. Your spirit will, just like when you eat food, digestion didn't finish when it goes beyond your teeth. Your body will work on that for hours trying to digest it. So you might read and study a bunch of scripture, but it may take hours to digest it before the minerals and the vitamins illuminate your spirit to, now I know what God is trying to tell me. I got my answer now. I've had that happen so many times. A lot of times we say things like, I'm going to pray about it, when really we're talking about, I'm going to think about it, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to ponder it. Because we don't always go pray. You know, we don't always sit there. We already prayed, and we still can get an answer. We literally saying, Pastor, we need to do so-and-so, need that way. You know, let me pray about it. Let me think about that a little bit. Let me meditate it is what I'm saying. And I put it in the back of my mind, in my spirit, and I go on and let the word work on, let the spirit go, okay, you learned 30 years ago, ching, ching, ching. You learned 4 weeks, okay, Bible school, blah, blah, you heard one minister say, blah, blah, you read a book on, bing. Okay, this is what we're going to do. And you're decisive, and you've got it. And your spirit has produced the answer because God has spoken to your spirit and given revelation to your mind so that you can now articulate what we're going to do, thus saith the Lord God. For it is many as are led by the Spirit and the mature sons of God. Paul tells us about the meditation. And in Psalms, we read there that any person who wants to be blessed must meditate on the word of God. But 1 Timothy 4:15, Paul instructs believers. He said, meditate on these things. Let's flip there. Let's go there. 1 Timothy 4:15. Okay, 1 Timothy 4:15 reads as follows. Meditate upon these things. What things you think they're talking about? The things he just said. What are the things he just said? The word of God. I like those things in verse 12 where it says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word. You're not going to be able to be an example of the word if you didn't meditate the word and got the word on the inside of you. Be an example in word and in conversation, which is lifestyle, and in charity, which is love, and in the spirit, and in faith and in purity, till I come, give attendance to reading. Meditate that. I'm supposed to read. I'm supposed to read the word. I'm supposed to exhort people to doctrine, to good doctrine and sound teaching. I'm supposed to encourage people to follow the word of God. I have to learn and meditate myself before I can encourage them. I have to meditate the word of God if I want to train my human spirit, because I have to judge these many voices to make sure I'm led by God, not led by something else. But if I don't have a huge base of the word of God in my spirit, I can't trust what voice is coming, and I don't know if that's the voice of my spirit. But God's going to speak to me through the spirit, but maybe I'm picking up the wrong phone. If you're working a switchboard and they got all these lines and they just start ringing, unless you know which line is yours and which line God said, I'm going to call you on at 4:30 and 5:30. And whenever I talk to you, I'm going to be on the hotline number 7 down on the end. But all these phones are ringing. All kinds of voices. All kinds of thoughts, all kinds of people are talking. You hear the voice of your old school teacher, don't do this, you'll never be nothing. You hear the voice of somebody saying, you're a wonderful person. You hear the voice of other people, I really like you. You hear the voice of other people, you're the worst pastor I ever heard. You hear all kinds of voices. Lines are ringing everywhere. But if you don't know which voice is the one God said he would talk to you, and you just start doing what these different voices say, your life will be chaos. You'll be going from stem to stern, post to post. You'll start with this job, then be with that job. I want to be a butcher. Now I want to be a baker. Now I want to be a candlestick maker. Then you see young people like that. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the mature sons of God. What do you think the immature sons will act like? They act just like immature kids. They're flighty. Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a fireman. No, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be Batman. No, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a preacher. Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a surgeon. Kids are flaky. They're flighty. They're immature. Go to this church this week, another church next week, another church the third week. Won't stay anywhere long enough to grow and be planted in things of God. They will never mature because they keep transplanting themselves. We understand spiritual things through natural things. You have to stay in a place where you become well-rooted and grounded in the knowledge of God. Now, because immature people jump around and bounce around, they don't stay in a place long enough to get the full picture. They just have glimpses, and they just insist on seeing through a glass darkly. They won't stay long enough to clean some dishes so they can see through the glass clearly. Stem to stern, confusion in life. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I don't have any problem with that, but for a long time, I didn't. But I was starting to mature when I got the word of God and God spoke to me and said, this is what you're to do. Most of us in this room now still doesn't know what God told us to do. We're just doing something till it comes. Some people know God said, be an engineer. Some people know God said, work at Kmart in the hosiery department. Some people know, and God might say that because there's sinners in that apartment. He needs a saint there to minister to them. But most of us are just working a job that came up that we thought we wanted. That's because we've never matured to the point to where we can hear the voice of God, but you can train the human spirit and you can reach the level to where all those that hear the voice of God, they are the mature sons of God. And I'm not talking about just guessing and listening to flighty stuff, because if you don't know which line God is on, you've not meditated that word of God to that first step of training the human spirit, you can't trust that voice that's inside of you. You can't trust them voices. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the mature sons of God. And the first step to training your human spirit to get to a point where you can hear the voice of God is you've got to meditate the word. Let's bow in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word of God and the wisdom of God. We thank you, Father, that you illuminate our understanding with your word.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner